During John's final days, there was a near 24/7 jam session going on at his house by the river. Musicians of all stripes would come and sit and play tunes for John. Gillian Welch, Mark O'Connor, Earl Scruggs, Sam Bush, Bela Fleck, Tim O'Brien, many, many others. Some well-known and many not so well-known, all paying tribute to their friend, mentor, and fiddling mystic. John was a wisp of his former self, no longer able to play along, but still able to revel in the joy of fiddle tunes and commentate on the musical journey. He said, "What happens is you run up against a wall in your playing, and you start searching along the wall, and you find this door down there, and you open it, and there's this beautiful garden on the other side, and you crawl through, and all of a sudden, every tune that you know becomes a whole new experience again." He would nod off mid-sentence, and the next tune would be played, and then he would wake up and call out another tune. Cancer finally claimed John's life on June 4th, 2001. He left behind a recorded catalog of 30-something albums, but his closest friends and family had only begun to explore the vast treasure of handwritten tunes, journals, 3x5 note cards, drawings, and home recordings he left in his study. In the years since, his influence has only continued to grow, and it's notable that it's the young players in their teens and 20s and 30s who are the most passionate about John Hartford's music and the ones who are perpetuating his catalog of fiddle tunes. It's also notable that the people who knew him best don't praise his musical contributions. They praise his insatiable curiosity, his tenacity at learning something new, his fiercely generous friendship and ability to make everyone around him feel important, and perhaps most of all, his sheer joy and childlike wonder about music. "If we play our cards right," he said, "we can fiddle all day and on through the night. Oh me, oh my, how the years do fly. I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time again."